The South African Revenue Service today released its preliminary revenue outcome for the 2019 to 2020 fiscal year, which speaks to the year ended March 2020. SARS says that the gross amount collected in the period was 1.647.8 billion rand. Let's just call it 1.6 trillion rand. But then due to tax refunds of 292 billion rand, that total tax take takes the number to 1.3 trillion rand. This is up 5.3% on the tax revenue collected in fiscal year 2018 to 2019. Well, to tell us more about it, I'm joined on the line by Edward Kiswitter. He's a commissioner of SARS. Thanks very much, Mr. Kiswitter, for joining us. So your total tax take was 66.2 billion rand less than that which was anticipated in the February 2019 budget and off by 3.1 billion rand from the expectation in the most recent February budget of this year. And I suppose it just speaks to the lackluster economic situation in the country.
Absolutely. If you think about it, Nompu, when the February estimate was penciled in a year ago, the assumption for economic growth at a nominal rate was 7%. The actual growth of the economy at a nominal rate is 4.8%.
Mm.
And so you see there's a significant downward trend. And that has a huge impact on revenue. Our estimation is it's at least 60 billion of the shortfall is as a result of the economy.
Yes.
In addition to that, we also cannot declare victory in terms of the compliance culture. We know because of the state of SARS as a sad product of state capture and the weakening of the institution, the deliberate weakening of the institution, in this period, compliance has taken a bit of a knock. And criminal activities have been on the rise.
Hmm.
Our initial estimate conservatively is that the tax compromise is north of 100 billion.
Wow.
Just because of that.
So
alongside a ailing economy, which sadly is not helped by COVID-19 and the recent Moody's downgrade, but as it is, the economy is already struggling. The encouraging message I want to share with you and your listeners is that the rebuilding of SARS has begun, and we are still too far to declare any victory.
Hmm.
But from the early successes we have seen, we are encouraged that we are on the right path, taking the right decisions, and some of them are very tough decisions. Some of them relate to people.
Hmm.
Others relate to how we work, how we allocate resources. And also increasingly, how we are able to use data, machine learning to improve our artificial intelligence and use technology.
Yeah.
In fact, the one blessing of the COVID-19 is that we are being forced to accelerate the work towards online and remote work. And if you have time in the interview, I can share a little bit more of you with that.
Okay.
But yes, there's the economy, there's clearly the compliance culture.
Yes.
And then in response to that, there's the rebuilding of SARS. I can share with you that in terms of the work we do in addressing the general compliance culture, we can report 60 billion of revenue, which is in the 1356. And then specifically targeting areas of criminal activities and aggressive tax planning, we can tell you that we have delivered a further 15 billion rand. So 75 billion of what we deliver as a result today is directly as a function of the capability that SARS is busy rebuilding.
Hmm, sounds positive. So now the main sources of your tax revenue continue to come from personal income tax, VAT, and corporate income tax. What sort of trends did you see in those items in the period under review?
Well, none of them have performed as strongly as we would have anticipated. But obviously the weakest performer is company profits, company income taxes.
Yes.
Which is a function of company profitability. And we see that year on year, the growth is only dependent on 1%. And that is also reflected in the low level of dividends. In fact, dividends year on year has contracted by 5.4%. Customs duty, which is a function of the level of imports, which in itself reflects consumer consumption, household consumption and domestic consumption. That's only grown 0.8%. So you can see that the lower level and the slowdown of economic activity has clearly had a huge impact on those key taxes. The biggest contributor, 39% of the taxes, is still on individuals. That grew year on year by 7.1%.
Right.
But even that has been impacted by higher than assumed levels of retrenchments, lower bonus payments, and a slower growth in the wage bill than what we would have expected.
Yeah.
So all round, none of the tax types have really performed at the level that we expected it, and mostly because of the poor economic conditions we find ourselves in.
Yeah. So with corporate income tax, that item has been dwindling, as you've just told us, which is directly related to the economic situation in the country. Some economic observers argue that cutting corporate income tax could actually aid in boosting the economy, and the finance minister seemingly hinted at that in the February budget. What's your take on that?
No, absolutely. So not just with company taxes. I think the view of Treasury, as well as ourselves and other commentators, is that we have reached a point of inflection. The 1% increase in VAT was probably the last big move we could make in upward direction. Obviously, we'll continue to chip away at SIM taxes, which is the soft target for those of us who SIM.
You're not earning any revenue right now, are you?
We are sadly not. But I'm sure South Africa will rejoice and will drink more once we get through this. However, what we know is that raising the taxes further will in fact harm the economy, which is why there was $2 billion relief for individual taxes in the February announcement, as well as the minister giving a clear indication that he wants to bring our overall tax to GDP ratio in line with our OECD counterparts, and also our corporate income tax rate to over time decrease that towards our peers in the OECD world. However, to do that, two things have to happen. The first is we have to expand and broaden the tax base to ensure that everyone who is supposed to be on the tax register is on the tax register. And secondly, to address the low levels of compliance. If you're able to do that, then we don't have to continue the easy route of getting more money from a reducing tax base, but actually getting less money from an expanding tax base on a per capita basis. And that is the trend directionally that the minister announced. Our part is to ensure we broaden the tax base, to close the tax gap, and to improve compliance overall. That's our work.
Yes. Now, based on what you were saying earlier about how, you know, the SARS wasn't the mighty SARS that it once was in the period under review because of state capture and all of that, can we assume that based on the targets that were set in the February budget for 2020-2021, that based on what you say, then we'll get closer to that target come next year?
If you had spoken to me 3 months ago, I would have said we are very confident that we will get closer to the target, subject only to the macroeconomic assumptions. But from a compliance program perspective, we will continue to harvest benefits from the work that we do, and so that work will continue.
Of course.
Sadly, in the last month, we have seen the impact of COVID-19,
yes,
and that's going to have a significant impact because basically our economy has ground to a near halt generally, and in some areas, in fact, it has just ground to a complete halt.
Exactly.
Tax is nothing other than a function or reflection of economic activity. The lockdown has huge benefits for slowing down the rate of transmission, but it has a huge economic cost. So
exactly.
Trading off human cost or human dividend, saving lives, protecting people, for a huge economic cost.
Totally noble. Totally noble.
No one will argue, absolutely, no one will argue that whatever the cost is, we have to save the lives of our people first. If you look at what happened in Italy, what's currently happening in the U.S., we want to avoid that situation. And social distancing, the lockdown, is absolutely intended to do that. And thankfully, we are beginning to see, it's early days yet, but we're beginning to see that there's some slowing down of the initial rate, which was doubling at every 3 days. We've begun to see that. So right now, we are in survival mode, not in thriving mode. When we get through this, we will reset every dial on our dashboard, and we will have to start from scratch. There will be no continuity year on year.
Yeah.
2020 will be a discontinuity between the past, and we'll have to reset the dial and say, how do we build ourselves out of this valley of, let me call it, financial desolation we have found ourselves in. Clearly right now the focus is not on thriving but on surviving. The tax measures that the President and the Minister has announced is intent on making sure that we lose as little as possible on the front of small businesses, which is the heartbeat of our economy, as well as saving as many jobs as we can.
Yeah.
Once you get through this, we can reset and start going forward.
That was Edward Kiswita. He's a commissioner of SARS.